Good morning, Aurel. Today is Thursday, 1st of November, and right now it's partly cloudy, still a little bit windy, but in comparison with last night, nil and passing through the area, calm. The weather forecast for today is overcast, with temperatures ranging from low 26 to high 28, and with a heat index of 31 degrees Celsius. It still will be breezy, with winds from south-southwest at 20 to 25 km per hour. Later on, we can expect overcast, again with winds from south-southwest at 15 to 20 km per hour. Moon is vanishing gibbous and illuminated on 95%. And now let's talk about last 3 days, where the area was in alert for the cyclone Nilam, who has been stationary for a long time over Bay of Bengal. But cyclone Nilam yesterday intensified into a severe storm with extremely heavy rains lashing the coastal towns in Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh. Cyclone Nilam crossed the Tamil Nadu coast north of Chennai Wednesday evening between Mamallapuram and Kalpakkam, with the strong winds battering the area, said an official of the Indian Meteorological Department. The cyclone was expected to weaken gradually into a deep depression. Last evening, Nilam has finally reached Pondicherry and Auroville, where it caused some damages due to the gusts of wind battering the trees. An Auroville electrical service informs us that they have just now got a news from Vilupuram District Collector to the TNB that if a problem would have occurred in the feeder of Trichitrambalam substation, the section office has to line control the entire feeder and only then the ask. Engineer can give in writing to the substation that everything is okay and current can be released. This may take 3 to 4 hours. And here's a short interview of Andrea with Ponnusamy about the current situation.
Good morning, Ponnusamy. This is Andrea from the Auroville Radio.
Yes.
Yeah, what's going on?
Now we started this morning with all our team. And up to Kotakarai AB switch, what we call air brake AB switch, no?
Yeah.
We restored the supply from substation to Kotakarai.
Okay.
That seems to be okay. Then from Kotakarai to Revelation, we are on the line, one team. I am with one team, one of my team.
Yeah.
And another team is working from Matrimandir transformer to Kotakarai AB switch.
Yeah.
That's Anbu's team. So once that is clear, and once we are also through up to Revelation, then we will give supply up to Matrimandir transformer and Bharat Nivas transformer and whole of Kotakarai area and Revelation area we will give supply.
Okay.
And then further we will continue from Revelation to Dana. From Dana to Aurogreen we will go again. Then step by step we will give up to Dana. And then from Dana, we'll go to Aurogreen. And then from Aurogreen, we will go down to Aurillac. Then we will come slowly to Samasthi area and to Abri, all this. So the whole area will take about, 3:30, 4 o'clock to restore the HT supply alone. Then we will restore all the transformers one by one. By this evening, I think we can restore the supply, most of the area.
Okay, so it seems
because so far, we don't have any major damage with the poles.
Okay.
So far. So I have to still patrol the line up to, the whole area around Auroville and see whether any pole is broken. If the pole is broken in the HT line, then we may need more time to restore the supply.
Yeah, but for the time being, you didn't see any major damage.
No, up to Revelation, we have not seen any major break of the poles.
Okay, that's very good. So
okay.
it means that it's probably that by the end of the day, some of the communities will get the power.
Most of the communities will get.
Okay.
Tomorrow
maybe the rest of
tomorrow everything will be solved.
Okay, thank you very much, Ponnusamy, and thank you very much for your work.
Thank you, bye.
Thank you, bye.
Well, we can expect few days of intensive cleaning of our communities and roads, but it has already started early in the morning with the sound of chainsaws, and last night was a jeep patrolling in the area with a team of men removing just fallen trees off the main road. And now let's go back to our daily lives, and here's Andy talking with visiting Thai dancer and actor Gao Agnonar Suvanmajor, who is giving Thai dance workshop at Kripa.
Okay, Gao, can you just tell me a few words about yourself?
A few words. Yes, my name is Gao. I'm actor and dancer, Thai classical dancer from Thailand. Uh-huh. I work as an actor and teacher for 9 years. But now I want to explore a new experience. Mm. So I stopped my work and I came here, came India. Yeah, for 1 year ago. But I plan to stay for 3 years.
Wow.
For my course study also. Yeah.
And you've come to Oroville to share with us a Thai dance workshop, yes?
Yes, but my main purpose is to visit my good friend. I got 2 weeks holiday, so I plan to come here to visit you, my friend. And yeah, it would be better if I can share my knowledge to others.
How did you yourself start in Thai dance?
In Thai dance, because of I'm actor, and for Thai actor, Thai dance it need Thai dance this skill it need for this career.
Mm.
Yeah, so I need to practice.
And you act on stage or you act on film?
On stage. Yes, it's theater.
And what's your favorite part about acting or Thai dance?
What is the favorite part? Acting. Acting and Thai dance. Actually, it's combination. This is the good combination. I love both.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much for being here in Oroville.
Welcome.
Community is invited by a resident assembly service on Monday, 5th of November at Unity Pavilion in International Zone to a collective priorities and values Action 2 success team meeting. Any member of the community can join the action teams as they regroup to report on their progress and challenges and plan next steps. We are all invited to make suggestions that we will act on. We should bring our ideas and readiness to make them real. The action teams so far are affordable housing, entry, economy, violence in Oroville, and participatory planning. For more information on how to participate, either email to resident assembly service at russervice@oroville.org in, or we can call on 890-3306-837 or 948-662-3749. Next Friday, November 9th at 5 p.m. at Multimedia Center in Town Hall, Oroville Swim Team invites us to a presentation and sharing of national competition. There will be an informal presentation and sharing of photos, stories and videos on the preparation and participation of 16 children from Oroville Swim Team in the National Life-Saving Competition held in Calcutta from October 12th to 14th this year. And let's stay with the swimming because La Piscine will start with retiling this Saturday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. La Piscine will close for repairs and retiling, and they are aiming to reopen by Christmas, but they cannot be sure of the exact date at this point. They are sorry for any inconvenience, but they are looking forward to a new improved pool facility. Besides Oroville Security Service, we got also Oroville Safety Volunteers, which are roads patrols and escorts from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. every night. We can phone to 262-3123 if we need an escort or assistance. In case of an emergency, we can call security on 944-309-0107 or 944-336-2691. And Oroville Security still needs volunteers for patrolling an office, both men and women. We can call on 262-3400 or email to avesecurity@oroville.org in. And we can contribute to monthly budget or financial service account 252024. At Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bharat News tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen Red Cliff, Akka the Three Kingdoms, Part 2, directed by John Woo, and it was made in China in 2009. And at the Eco Club at Sodana Forest, also tomorrow at 7 p.m., we can see documentary Fight for Amazonia, Internet Indians, made in 2012 by Al Jazeera in Brazil. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m., we can see Within Chaplin series drama, comedy, music, Unknown Chaplin, made in UK in 1983 by director Kevin Brownlow. On Saturday, they will screen international crime drama The Next 3 Days, made in USA in 2010. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., we will see animation adventure family Alice in Wonderland, made in USA in 1951 by director Clyde Geronimi. At Cine Club, the Ingmar Bergman Film Festival is going on. because Bergman has written and directed 50 feature films and for 20 years from the late 50s. Canonical to art house movie culture around the world, he has radically altered the nature and meaning of the motion picture form by focusing on the exploration of self with unparalleled intensity, using the concept behind Freudian psychology with a dreamlike sensibility founded on visual metaphors, flashbacks and extreme close-ups to create a cinematic world unlike any before it. So on Sunday at 8 p.m. we will see Drama Romance, Summer Interlude, made in Sweden in 1951. The divine gives itself to those who give themselves without reserve and it in all their parts to the divine. For them, the calm, the light, the power, the bliss, the freedom, the wideness, the heights of knowledge, the seas of Ananda. Sri Aurobindo. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.